Exceptional Selling. How the Best Connect and Win in High-Stakes Sales. Author, Jeff Thull. The more you sweat, the less you sell. How you speak with your customers has powerful impact on your career. Your ability to constructively attract and engage a customer in a relevant dialogue requires a conversation style as well as substantive content. Style is a critical key in the creation of engaging and compelling business relationships. When what they learn is compelling enough to make them want to change, take action, they will buy. It might be difficult to accept that you may be sabotaging your own career, but here are three reasons that could be true. 1. Contrary to the popular image of salespeople as born communicators, most people are not naturally effective communicators. 2. The techniques promoted in the majority of sales training programs exaggerate our innate communication shortcomings. 3. When salespeople get emotionally involved in the outcome of a customer engagement and start to try to drag the customer into a compliance using outdated techniques, what they are really doing is confirming the customer's negative assumptions and stereotypes about the sales profession. The emotional mindset. Your emotional mindset can either provide the foundation on which all successful communications are built, or it can be the primary instrument sabotaging your credibility. You embark on customer conversations with a pre-established view of the world, or mindset. Your mindset derives from your personality and experiences, and it manifests itself in the way you respond to others. Stress kills credibility. Stress can drop you back into quickly reacting versus thoughtful patterns of response. Stress can also close salespeople down. They start thinking about the consequences of not closing this sale, worrying about how they are going to salvage it, and what are they going to say next. They are so involved in their own problems that they aren't paying attention to the customer and they stop listening. When the customer says something relevant, the salesperson either misses it or reacts seemingly out of the blue with disconnected thoughts. Presentations commoditize solutions. Most of salespeople depend on presentations to educate their customers, but presentations have some major disadvantages in and of themselves. First, they transform salespeople into professors giving lectures, one of the least effective ways to transfer knowledge. Second, consider the content of a typical sales presentation. All too many are devoted almost entirely to describe the salesperson's exceptional company, the robust solution, and the positive future customers will enjoy once their companies buy it. Most often, presentations are loosely connected to the customer's current reality, and the only quantification metrics they contain are the price and the standard, highly suspect, ROI figures. Establish credibility and trust with customers. We need to be professionally involved and emotionally detached in our conversations with customers. Strong emotions interfere with honest, respectful, and professional communication. When you get too passionate, it is easy to cross the line and become emotionally involved. To be effective communicators, it is critical that we retain ourselves and learn new conversational processes and skills. We have to confront our conditioning and break the stereotypes, distance ourselves from stereotypical sales images, and establish ourselves as valued business advisors. The mindset of success. The communication mindset that best supports our ability to create success for our customers is summed up in the concept of value diagnosis. Value provides the substance of our conversations with customers, and diagnosis describes the style of those conversations. The diagnostic mindset that provides the foundation of the conversational style that is best suited to sales is the antithesis of a presentation mindset. Diagnosis is more effective than presentation because it is always focused on the customer. It is about the observable symptoms and the parameters of solutions, not blame. It engages the customer as a collaborative partner. It promotes ownership. It differentiates you from your competition. Together, value and diagnosis enable sales professionals to reform their interactions with customers and create productive, honest, and cooperative conversations. Value diagnosis gives us professional footing with customers, opens the way to achievement of mutual value, and creates, expands, and protects customer relationships. Diagnosis trumps presentation every time. A customer's awareness that he might have a problem is a state of mind that can earn a salesperson the keys to the elevator, but is not compelling enough to create a decision to change or buy. Indeed, customers who are willing to make that level of financial investment and the organizational commitment required to undertake major change on the existence of a problem that we might have or a solution that we might require are few and far between. Yet as soon as most salespeople receive permission to engage customers, as soon as their customers hit aware or concerned on the progression to change, they stop resenting. There is a major risk here. When the sales engagement is focused mainly on your solution, most customers are not going to be able to find enough compelling reasons to undertake the degree of change that the sale represents. They may have an understanding of your competitor's solution, but a most serious question, why should I change, remains unaddressed and unresolved. In fact, most engagements that end in no decision stem from this exact root cause. When customers do not understand the risk of doing nothing and are faced with the risk of change, they tend to end up with the do-nothing category. Prepare customers. The best way to prepare customers to purchase your solution is not to create a glitzier presentation and a competition. It is to work with the customers to define the design parameters of a solution that can best solve their problem. Guiding customers on a journey into the positive future. When customers come to the point in a sale when they fully understand the absence of value, they are mired in the negative presence. In the design conversation, it is our responsibility to continue their journey through the psychology of change and lead them forward through the negative future and finally into the positive future. The positive future is the emotional and physical state we promise our customers that our products and services will deliver. Financial conversations. One of the most misguided instructions salespeople receive is never give the customer the price before you've completed your pitch. The idea behind this is that the customers will walk away if they hear your price before they hear everything they are going to get for their money. That is not true. You should never be afraid or unwilling to tell a customer your price. Or at least provide as honest an estimate as you can at the moment the question is asked. The right question is not whether the price is reasonable or not. The right question is, does the customer's situation warrant our level of solution in financial terms? Connecting at the level of power and decision. There are two primary trends driving sales professionals up the elevator. One, the first is the increasing complexity of products and services we are selling. Increased complexity creates a variety of challenges for our customers. Two, the second trend is the changing nature of our customers' organizations. They are growing leaner as their leaders are driven to increase productivity, cut costs, and outsource everything except for core competencies. Our goal is to help executives reach more balanced decisions. These decisions should be initiated, monitored, and ultimately approved by senior executives, but they will be executed by teams of operational managers. The executive conversation. If we want to craft compelling executive conversations, it is important to speak to executives in their own language. Generally, salespeople know the language of their markets, and they are often quick studies when it comes to corporate dialects. The language they do not speak very well, however, is the language of executive decision-making. Because our sale is contingent on our executive customer's business decision, we need to consider how executives approach decision-making and adapt our conversations to that paradigm. In short, we need to stop thinking and speaking like salespeople and start thinking and speaking like business people. If you start to picture yourself in this new role, and if you can adopt its mindset, discipline, and skills, you can achieve a goal that salespeople are often given, but are rarely prepared to achieve. You can begin to evolve into a trusted advisor and a valuable business partner. In response, your customers will begin to treat you as a prime resource, and your sales success will multiply exponentially.